of a nationwide rail strike is back on. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. As soon as 2 weeks from today, freight trains across the country could stop moving.
The largest rail union, SMART-TD, rejected a White House-backed labor deal without publicly detailing why.
What's your plan to avert a national railway strike?
We're going to be talking about that today.
Oh. President Biden was personally involved in advancing a deal between rail bosses and unions and celebrated in September. Now, a White House official tells Fox, as the president has said from the beginning, a shutdown is unacceptable because of the harm it would inflict on jobs, families, farms, businesses, and communities across the country.
Fox's Peter Ducey reports a strike could cost the country about $2 billion a day and trigger a new supply chain crisis. Congress could step in to block any strike. Murder charges are being filed against the man accused of opening fire at a Colorado Springs nightclub on Saturday, killing five and wounding 18. Mayor John Suthers praising one of the patrons at the club who's credited with disarming the shooter.
I have never encountered a person who had engaged in such heroic actions that was so humble about it. He simply said to me, I was trying to protect my family.
Anderson Lee Aldrich will also face hate crimes charges. In western Idaho, police are going door to door across a several block region asking people if they have video from security or doorbell cameras that might have captured images of the attacker who killed four University of Idaho students last Sunday. There are still no suspects. In the FIFA World Cup, the U.S. men's team with a first half goal against Wales.
Pulisic on the run. Pulisic has Weah. Pulisic rolls it in. Tim Weah!
A call on Fox Sports, but that would be all the U.S. could muster as they settled for a first-round tie with Wales. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point-of-sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Leilani Simon, the mother of a five-year-old boy she reported missing from their home in Savannah, Georgia, back in October, has been arrested and charged with the boy's murder. Police revealing they found human remains Friday in a landfill. President Biden sending federal aid to Buffalo to help the city dig out from a monstrous snowstorm that left parts of Buffalo under more than 6 feet of snow. No snow in Washington, but the White House is getting in the holiday spirit.
A pair of Clydesdales pulling a carriage delivered an 18-foot fir from a Christmas tree farm in Pennsylvania to the front steps of the White House.
I love the tree. How do you like the tree?
Beautiful.
First Lady Jill Biden received the tree with her two-year-old grandson, Beau.
You'll have to come see your tree all decorated. That would be wonderful.
The Christmas tree will be displayed in the Blue Room of the White House. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Biden pardoned two turkeys on the White House lawn today, allowing them to forever avoid the dinner table. They've thrown the switch on the Fox All-American Christmas tree in Midtown Manhattan.
3, 2, 1.
Fox employees also donating more than 500 gifts for needy children that will be distributed through the city's police athletic league. Jay Leno is back home and sharing an image of the burns he suffered working on a classic car.
Comedian Jay Leno released from the Grossman Burn Center in Los Angeles County. The 72-year-old receiving treatment at the facility for 10 days after suffering serious burns to his face, chest, and hands from a blaze that ignited earlier this month while he was working on a vintage car in a garage. A photo shows the former Tonight Show host posing with staff at the clinic. In a statement, his doctor says, I am pleased with Jay's progress, and I am optimistic that he will make a full recovery. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.